And really anything we experienced the entire year.
Several years, honestly.
All right, it is 8:46, and pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director at Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm quite well. Good morning to you and Chuck.
How are things at the History Center today?
Well, you know, this has been the busiest winter we've had since I've been here, and I've been here 30 years, so it's just been one thing after another, activities and visitors and things going on. So it's very exciting to know that we are in the mix for things to do here in the great city of Emporia. So we plan to continue that energy forward.
Yeah, I have to ask.
You have been very, very, very busy. Just a second here, Chuck. You were a big part of, First Friday last Friday. Were you busy up there?
First Friday, we were busy. It was a beautiful night, and so obviously that helps. And then, of course, the next First Friday will be May 3rd, I believe. Let me check my big calendar. Yes,
you're May 3rd.
May 3rd, and of course, that's another opportunity to check out downtown Emporia and all the art and artists around. And then on May 5th, which is a Sunday, we will have the first Sunday of each month down at the Howe House during the warm weather. Is Goodway Gardens, and so Lexi Dawson and crew will be producing some wonderful talks and demonstrations about plant and plantings, and we'll have a musical interlude, and so that's something to look forward to. But this year, we've decided to try something new, so we're going to have the Howe Hoist. So the Howe Hoist, and so we are going to be having people lift very large stones, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds, lift them on top of a pedestal. The pedestal is 40 inches high. So you got to lift that and set it up there. So it's a competition. I know a lot of you are wondering, where are the really good heavy rock lifting competitions? And, well, it turns out it's right here in Emporia.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Right here. And so, as you all may know, Richard Howe, the one that built the Howe House, was a stonemason. So, along with his career in stones, we're now going to take that one step further and do a stone lifting opportunity for those. It's $10 to participate. A portion of that proceeds goes to the Goodway Gardens to support their mission of creating a connection to earth and the culture of sustainability here in Emporia. If you would like to join this, go to thegoodmuscle.com and sign up. So obviously this is a cooperation between us, the Lyon County History Center, the Good Muscle folks, Lexi Dawson and Goodway Gardens, and Visit Emporia. So this is a community event. We hope will be a yearly event. I'm not going to be lifting any rocks. I'll be there to witness and chronicle this. But I'm just not going to do it. I'm way too old to be lifting a 100-pound rock. I can barely lift me.
So 100, 200, 250, or 300. Yeah, Greg, it sounds to me like a good spectator sport.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wonderful spectator sport. And, but again, for these folks with good, strong backs and legs, because you want to lift with your legs, come on down. Again, this is a men or women competition. There is no division. There is just the lifting of the 100, the 200, and the 300-pound stones.
I will tell you, I had a chance to talk with Visit Emporia Director Leland Danes, who kind of broke the word on this on our morning show here just a few weeks back, and he said that there's apparently a fair amount of strong individual clubs up, say, in the Kansas City metro area that are keenly interested in this. So we may have an influx from other larger metropolitan areas to try their hand here at the Howe Hoist next month.
Well, you know, Emporia is kind of the home, the mecca, if you will, for different kind of sports with the disc golf and the gravel grinding. So this kind of plays into that sort of different mentality. So we hope that this is something that will get some traction, grab legs, as they say, and be a yearly annual event. And we'll see how far we can grow this.
The stone lifting capital of the world. There we are.
Stone lifting. And so I'm already looking at the T-shirts that have a guy throwing a disc or gal, someone riding a bike, someone lifting a stone. It's the trifecta of odd.
Yeah, I guess we should call it, as you mentioned at the top of the interview here, Greg, stone hoisting is the probably appropriate term,
yeah.
Right?
Hoisting, yes. So, and I'm already thinking about the T-shirts for this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy with a real grimace on his face, lifting a stone about to his ankles, and sweat shooting out the top of his head. So we have to have those made.
The video for this is going to be epic. You know that is true.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I lifted 100 pounds once, and that's all I ever need to do that.
Well, it should be fun, and that's a busy weekend, too. That first weekend in May, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
First
yeah.
weekend of May. So, yeah, with the first Friday on Friday, and of course, and then this on Sunday, it's the beginning of a wonderful summer here in Emporia.
Yeah, I think we got the Dynamic Disc Open happening that weekend.
Yep, Cinco de Mayo is
that
weekend.
Be happening downtown.
Cinco de Mayo. And before too very long, we'll have the Unbound people here around. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So the How Hoist, Sunday, May 5th, 5 to 6.
Sunday,
How
May
housed.
5th, 5 to 6. Sunday, be there.
All right, Greg. Hey, appreciate it. Oh, hey, memberships. Talk about memberships.
Memberships to the Lyon County Historical Society are $30 for an individual and $50 for a family. If you'd like to help us spread the word about Lyon County history, come on down to the History Center at 711 Commercial. We'll hook you up. Or you can go online to explorelyoncounty.org and get the information there about being a member to the Historical Society.
Greg, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center, with us on his biweekly update here.
His new theme song.
There it is, right there. And before we go, we need to get another qualifier in the Royals trip. That's coming up with ESP Financial, giving away two seats on that great trip to the K, May the 8th, the Royals and the Brewers. Round trip, motor coach, transportation, your tickets, food, beverages, and more in the George Brett Suite. Tell you what, doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-mm.
So how'd you like to go, huh?
I would.
Yeah. Going to be a great day at the K. So this is your opportunity to get qualified for a pair of seats. And this morning win Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue Lunch Special here today just for qualifying. We're going to announce the winner of all of the qualifiers coming up next Wednesday.
All right.
Which is the 17th. Can't believe next week is the 17th. Already halfway through.
I know.
The month of April.
Past halfway through April. Wow.
I know. 342-586-3342-KVOE. It is Royals Trivia Time. Okay?
Okay.
So here we go. What do you think of this? The year, Chuck, was 2000. And the Kansas City Royals had not one, but two players finish the season in the 200 hits club for the year. That's a lot of hits.
Ooh, I have two that come to mind right off the bat.
You know, if you can get two in there, that's a pretty good year. Now, the Royals didn't have a very good season. Finished 77 and 85.
Yeah, better than some of the years they finished.
But they had two players with over 200 hits. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
If you can name one of them, you're going to get qualified for that Royals trip.
Okay.
To the K.
All righty.
George Brett Suite.
Nothing better.
342-586-3342-KVOE is our numbers. So if you can name one of the two Royals that finished in the 200 hits club in the year 2000, you are going to get qualified. Hi, KVOE.
Johnny Damon.
You know? That's one of them.
All right.
Right there.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, Johnny Damon had 214 hits in 2000. Do you happen to know the other one?
If you tell me, I would.
Yep.
It was Mike Sweeney.
Oh, I would have missed on that.
Yeah, Sweeney and Damon both had 200 hits. Sweeney had 206 and Damon 214. We could hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that year just...
couldn't pitch it.
Couldn't win it.
Yeah, couldn't do much else.
Mm-mm.
You know, that year. What's your first name?
Ron Hastings, how are you today?
All right, Ron, well, hang on. We'll get some information from you, and you're officially qualified now for the Royals trip to the K in the George Brett Suite coming up on May the 8th, and we'll have another qualifier coming up on Friday morning right here. So stay tuned for that. Big Trip, KVOE and ESB Financial. It's 8:56.
A sparkling clear pool always starts at Jack's Lawn and Pool. Call now to schedule your pool opening so you're ready to enjoy every moment of summer. And if you plan ahead, you can save on all BioGuard chemicals to start your